Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender. Withholding nothing, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away, so you. I give myself away. I give myself. I give myself away, so you. I give myself away.
Crying out and saying,
all I want,
I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want.
We're not supposed to sing this tonight. I need y'all to take 30 seconds and give them the best praise you can give them.
in this building is lifted.
I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Oh, Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you every second. Lord, we need you every hour. Lord, we need you. We cannot make it on our own. Lord, when we try to do things on our own, we mess up, oh God. Almighty God, we need you. Holy Ghost, move in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done in us. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Oh, we need you. We need you. Lord, we cannot make it without you. We need you every minute. We need you every second. We need you every hour. Oh, Holy Ghost, we need you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Be merciful unto us, O mighty God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Mercy, mercy, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy, O God, upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful unto us. Lord, be merciful unto us. Lord, be merciful unto us. Lord, be merciful. Rain down your mercy, O God. Father, forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh God, we thank you for your holy blood. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren and great-grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. Father God, every cell in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, our children's dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation, our cars. Maybe if we're taking the buses or the subways, we're soaking the blood of Jesus, the highways that we're traveling on, the roads, the blood of Jesus. Father, the blood of Jesus in our homes, O God. We come against incident and accident, O God. Father God, we pray, O God, that you guide and protect us, O God. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. Hide us in the secret place of the Most High. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Father God, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Arm of God and the arm of light. the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews, oh God. We put the armor, oh God, of God, and the armor of light upon each and every one of us. Those that are right here this morning, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Be a wall of fire around our children and our grandchildren and our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we just want to say thank you for another day, oh God. Thank you, Lord, as we celebrate this day, the second day of the week, oh God. Every day we celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. We celebrate his goodness. We celebrate his love. We celebrate his faithfulness. Jesus, you are the center of our joy. Without you, Jesus, where would we be? Without you, Jesus, where would we be? So, Jesus, we are here to celebrate your name. We are here to exalt your name. We are here to glorify your name. We are here to magnify your name. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are the glory. You are the lifter of our head. You are the glory. And you are the lifter of our head. And so, Almighty God, we bless your name. If it had not been God who was on our side, where would we be? Oh, Father God, we acknowledge Jesus. We praise Jesus. Forever we will praise you. Forever we'll magnify you. Forever we will celebrate you. You are the restorer of bridges. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh anointing, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we adore you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Father, refresh us. Refresh us this morning. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Rejuvenate our spirit, our souls, and rejuvenate and heal and make whole our bodies. Let everything that we do bring glory and honor to your name. ask you to send your holy angels to be with us 24/7, doing your biddings in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God this morning for you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. This is going to be a great, amazing, and yet the Spirit of the Lord, the miraculous week. Hallelujah. This is the week that you must intentionally walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. What do I mean by that? Don't pay attention. Focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Don't be distracted. Receive your blessings. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Almighty God, I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth, O God. Let your word come forth in the
conference
power
recording started.
Of the Holy Ghost. Give us revelation and understanding. And as we are here this morning, teach us how to apply this word that you're speaking into our lives, that it would turn from a logos word to a rhema word, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. John chapter 9, verses 1 to 12. He went along. He saw a man blind from death. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, teacher, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him. Pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and watched and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, is this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him, but he himself is, I am the man. How then were your eyes open? They asked. He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud, put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash, so I went and washed, and then I could see. Where is this man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. Hallelujah. First of all, there are things that God will use in our lives, not because of sin or what we've done, but to bring glory and honor to his name. You need to realize that this man was born blind, not because his parents sinned or he sinned, but he was born like this so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Number one, hallelujah. And then we look at verse 5, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Hallelujah. But what does that mean, day? Hallelujah. What does it mean? We're not looking at the day in the like morning or no. The daytime is when the Holy Spirit is here with us. Amen? Because when the Holy Spirit is here with us, he empowers us to do the work of God. So as long as it's day, that means he's here with you. He's here with me. Because there will come a time that the Holy Spirit will leave this earth. And when the Holy Spirit leaves, evil will overturn in this world. There will be darkness. That's why if God has given you an assignment, go ahead and do your assignment. Because you have the Holy Ghost with you. But one day, when you hear that trumpet, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit will be taken from the earth. And when the Holy Spirit is taken, the earth will go in chaos. I don't want to be here. I want to be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. You don't want to be here. No. You want to be when it's day, when the Holy Spirit is here with you. That's what it means. Because when the Holy Spirit is not here, the earth is in darkness. Evil takes place. Sometimes when you watch the world and look at the news, you say, oh, what is happening? Can you imagine with the Holy Spirit being gone? What will happen? I pray that each and every one of you be ready when Jesus comes to go with him, not to be here. And I pray that our family members, children, that they don't wait for tomorrow and begin to receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior and live for Christ. Because when darkness comes, my God, the Holy Spirit is gone and he's not coming back. And God takes him up. Hallelujah. So that's what that means. And Jesus said, while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. What does it mean? Jesus began to do the works of God after he received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove. Hallelujah. And then he began to move in his divine assignment. Hallelujah. Doing the works of him who sent him. The Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Then we say, Jesus sat on the ground. He made some mud with the saliva. Where is that saliva coming from? From Jesus' mouth. That's why I don't see why these fake prophets said it's spitting and it's putting it. No. Jesus is holy. Jesus is 100% God. Jesus is righteous. Hallelujah. So when Jesus is sitting on the ground, what is happening? What is in your sputum? What is in your spit? How do they test who you are when they're testing your DNA? Is their spit to use? So imagine holiness and righteousness. Jesus spat on the ground. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we were made from what? From dust. when Jesus sat on that ground and that mud, it turned holy. Every property that is in Jesus, kinetic, came under that ground. That mud, and that's why he said, put it, he put the mud and said, go wash your face. How in the world, when you wash your face, what the DNA, the spirit of Jesus Christ, he, why, my God, of course you will see. And he sent him to the pool of Siloam. Siloam is where the fresh spring water is. He could have sent him to the Jordan, but he said, go to Siloam. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus, there's no power. He created the earth. He created the everything. Hallelujah. And this man now could see that underground carry every attribute, the holiness of Jesus Christ. So definitely, healing will take place. Look at it logically. Healing will take place. All you need to do to get your DNA and everything, swap your mouth. What do they do? Swap your mouth. Just a spit. My God. I know sometimes you never thought your spit carry all those things. And I started studying a lot about DNA and stuff. I said, oh, my God. You know, that spit is very, it tells who you are. It tells who, oh, my God. Let me stop right there. Holy unto the Lord. It's imperfect. And Jesus, you know, is perfect. Hallelujah. Why? So God can be glorified. There are things, again, that happens in our life just to bring glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, hover over our lives and let your light shine. We thank you for this word this morning. Jesus, many of us, we need your spirit and your mouth to open our spiritual eyes. Lord, let the Holy Spirit move upon our natural vision. In the name of Jesus, give us an eye of understanding. Standing eyes. In the name of Jesus, heal us, deliver us, set us free. Father, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.